And why do you think the big corporations are supporting BLM and Antifa? Because we see that all the time. What's their gain in supporting them? Not only with their lips, but also with money.
Well, think of it this way. If you're a capitalist, a Zionist capitalist, or even a Gentile capitalist, it's in your interest to preserve the system as it is, the liberal system. No other system in the world descends into plutocracy like the American system. This is essentially a dictatorship by extremely wealthy people. The government is so weak. Recently I was hearing Republicans complain about how Facebook, Twitter increasingly get to control the outcomes of elections, of political policy, and so on. Well, how did it get that way? Conservatives and Republicans deregulated business to the point where business is now bigger than the government, controls everything the government does. Add in all the money these corporations give the politicians, and basically voting is useless at this point. So corporations have a vested interest in keeping the chaos in our streets, in our country, in our discourse. Furthermore, the capitalists have an interest in funding Antifa, because have you ever seen Antifa go and use do this at, I don't know, the Bilderberg event or Davos? Have you ever seen? I mean, they used to do it. They used to riot at the G8, but they have been subverted. Now they are just something that the capitalists keep in their pocket. They put them in a drawer and they wind them up, that whenever someone comes up, a third nationalist force rises up to challenge the power of capitalists and globalists, the Antifa are wound up and they're put into the field as useful idiots. That's why they fund them.
It's also easier to manage a diverse population from a company's point of view if all the workers are very divided and can't unite and organize for their own interests.
Oh, for sure. This is something communists really hate to hear, but it's just the truth. No, all of the great victories for the working class in the United States were done by racially homogenous labor unions. In America, white labor was always at the forefront of stopping immigration, for example.